Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. My co-host Barb is not in yet, but my guess is that whatever it is, it's a technical thing on her side, and I'm sure that, you know, we'll find out whatever it is when she comes back on. We miss her. And also, our guest today is Dale Shear. Are you there, Dale?
Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah, it seems like, now, are we in Mercury retrograde?
See, I don't, you know, I'm not an astrologer. I don't know, but I've had a very weird day myself. I mean, you know, the people calling me as friends and having weird things happen. And here in Nevada, we have very high winds. I mean, 50, 60, you know, for some reason, if I lose you, it's not me. It's because of the wind.
I know. That's,
you know,
we always have to be wary of technical stuff. You know, this is.
Well, why don't you give out your phone number first off? And then you and I can talk for a little bit. And we'll hope that Barb can find her way to
us. Actually, she just called in. So I'm gonna put her in.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, great.
All right. Hey, Barbara.
Hi, you guys. I got hurt right before I was ready to call in. I hurt my ankle so bad running, and I hit it on the coffee table, which was moved over, and it, Priscilla had to bring me a ice pack, and I was crying.
Oh.
I, like, have, mascara all over my face. It just was so painful, you guys. I really hurt myself, and I'm so sorry to call in late.
I'm
okay, because she has me propped up, and I have the ice pack on my ankle. I think it just hurt the cartilage. It didn't hurt the actual bone. Thank you,
You know what this reminds me of? Your girlfriend that hurt her ankle roller skating.
Yes.
The one from Germany. And I'm going, oh, my God, I hope we're hoping you're okay.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. So, and then I was like, oh, my gosh. 501, you guys need me. I'm here for you. I'm so sorry.
Well, it's okay.
I was wondering. Okay.
Can I say something? I was telling Dale, you know, that there's no way that you would not call into the show on purpose. I mean, you know, I knew that. Because you remember the Germany show. You remember that show? And obviously, I mean, Dale, she lost her phone, and I was scared to death about what was going on with her. I thought she was, like, in Germany, hurt or something. And it is true. I don't honestly believe that this woman would ever do something like that on purpose. That's very hard for me to believe.
Especially since I would have to call in at 2:45 a.m. my time to do the show. So I would never get sleep, and everybody else was sleeping, so I would still do the show, right, Johnny?
Right.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're like me, Barbara.
I find
Barbara,
it very hard to believe that she would do something like that on purpose, but sorry.
Well, I'm feeling sorry for Barbara. I mean, are you supposed to be putting ice on it or heat on it, do you know?
Yes, she brought me an ice pack. I think I'll be okay, but I'm telling you, I haven't felt pain like that for a long time. Wow. And because I moved over the coffee table, it's my own fault. I moved the coffee table in a different position, and then I ran, and it was really in the wrong way, wrong place. Wow. So, I'm fine. Let's go to the show, everybody. So,
do we
have a caller for Dale?
We have a couple right now. We have a couple, but okay, go ahead. If you don't feel good or you want to get off, it's okay. You do what you need to do, because I don't want you in any pain of any sort, because I know how that could be.
I think I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to be okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Gail.
Yes. Okay, but Johnny Gordon,
what I'll do,
give out your phone
number.
Give
out the
number. Say it's a weird
okay, name. The number is 516-531-9874. Okay, that's 516-531-9874. And you call in right now, you will get a free reading from Dale Shearer. So we can go ahead and take the caller if you like. Would you like that, Dale?
That sounds really good, John.
Okay, good.
I've had a real, really weird day right now, too. So I know
you are having a weird day, too?
No, I had. I had. I shouldn't say this on the air, but my ex-husband, who I was married to, for 21 years, he called to tell me his wife died. And had a heart attack, and I'm like, whoa. I was just, like, flipped out on that because it's really weird. I just have to tell this to Barbara. I need someone to talk to. It's really weird because they thought they had the coronavirus in January because they traveled around the country, and they traveled all through Europe and China. And when they came back, I guess they both ended up in the hospital really bad, and it was unbelievable. And they almost didn't make it, but there was no such thing then as the coronavirus. And what I found out is if you take the test on the coronavirus and you don't have it anymore, then it shows you never had it, which is very weird. I didn't know that myself. So anyway, they were both in bad shape, got over it, were fine, he was telling me. I've always remained close because I've known him since I was 16 years old, and we're married for 21 years. So, you know, I've always been abreast of things. But when the phone rang, Barbara, and you can understand this morning, I didn't know my phone rang, and Richard told me you had a phone call. When I saw my ex-husband's name, the first thing I thought of, who died? And I never think that because Bob calls me a lot every so often, you know. And I answered him. I said, hey, Bob, who died? He goes, how did you know? And it was,
Well, hello. So, you're you, by the way.
Yeah, but he forgets. So it was weird, you know. It was very weird. And then I called him back twice because I felt something. I felt that this had something to do with the possible virus that they had in January. She ended up with a blood clot. And that is kind of one of the signs of the coronavirus, you know. And she was in the homeopathic thing where she could, you know, I don't know, get leeches to eat up the clot. So anyway, she did, and she was fine. And I said to Bob, I really think this had to do with whatever diseases you guys had. And he said she thought that too. And when they took her in, I guess they were going to put a stent in her heart, but they, because of the virus, everybody was scared to move or do anything, and she died. And it's just really weird. I mean, it's just been a weird day. And then
it's
go,
the final.
And I have to let out too, Johnny. It's my, and then I can talk to whoever. I go to my chiropractor, and his sister has a clot in her lung, and his dog is aching on one leg. And I'm going, what is going on? You know? Do you have days like that?
Yeah. And then me, it's one thing after another. Yes, but why do you think that's happening, Dale? Is it something to do with planets or anything paranormal like that, do you think?
She's so funny. But Johnny, before you called, we were talking about this, and I said, I'm not an astrologer, but he said, is there a retrograde? So if there's anybody out there that knows that there's a planetary retrograde, please let us know. You know, it would be nice.
Okay.
Wow. Hopefully we'll get a phone call. But I'm so sorry for your ex-husband, which you are good friends with still, and that's so sweet that you're still his confidant. You're the first one that he reaches out to, that you know him so well. And that really is nice that he has you and that you're there
for Barbara,
him, and that your new husband is okay with it. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Barbara, listen to this. I'm not the first wife he married died, and he had an overdose or whatever her problem was. And then this one, that's two. I said, you just don't do well with women. What should I
no.
say? I mean, you
might
know,
be finding yourself in trial, standing up and saying, no, I'm not dead. Hey, I'm one of his exes, and I'm fine. Look, at he no foul play here, everybody.
Well, he says to me, he says, well, I could always remarry you. I said, no.
No.
I mean, I don't,
hello, right?
And I don't really feel like dying right now. So,
right.
I don't know. I'm
yeah.
finding
bad luck.
I know. I don't know
wow.
what's going on. But, I mean, it's very strange. It's very strange. Anyway,
well,
so are we ready to... Huh?
Our thoughts are with him, you know. Our thoughts and prayers are with him that he can get through this, okay? Because it's what a shock that he's going through right now.
Yeah, it's not as bad as the first one, but this one is bad. It is bad.
Wow.
So
oh, wow.
It's crazy, it's crazy. Now I feel for your foot on top of all this. And I'm just, like, having a weird day, but it's okay. So do we have a call for Johnny?
Onward
forward. 920 area code.
920. First caller with psychic medium Dale Shear. Welcome to the show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Penny. Thank you for taking
Hi.
My call.
Hi. What's your name, sweetie?
P-E-N-N-Y. Just like the money.
E-N-N-Y. Oh, Penny.
Yep.
Or punny. You call it punny or penny?
Penny. Yep.
Penny.
Like
okay,
Penny
where are you from?
I'm calling from Wisconsin.
My goodness. That's an out-of-the-way place to call from. Never. Okay. I'm sorry. I've never been there, but all right. Tell me about Wisconsin before we start.
It's actually beautiful here right now. It's been cooling down a little bit. It's nice, though. It's a nice place to live. All four seasons. I could do without the winter, but that's okay.
Isn't that where they have the cheese?
Yes. Yep, that's us.
And it's supposed to be really good, I guess.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place to live. Good area to raise a family.
Oh, that's very good. Have you been listening to our show, our crazy show at the moment?
Yes, I have been.
Okay, I just didn't know. It's not crazy on her behalf, but it's crazy on my behalf. But I'll bet she, wait, anything. Barbara, what month are you born again, Barbara?
August, I'm a Leo.
Oh, that's why. Okay. That's why. That is totally why. I'm surrounded by Leo, so I totally understand, and I'm the Aries of the family. So that's really, really,
yeah.
really good.
The Aries and Leos go along really well.
Yes, we do. And I have Pisces in me on top of that. But anyway, for the young lady in Wisconsin, what would you like to know, dear?
I'm wondering if you see anything. I would really love to have a long-term committed relationship with a wonderful partner. And I'm wondering if you see that coming for me. What messages you get about that?
Okay, so those aren't messages. That's reality. You haven't had that many men. It seems like you're real fussy. You're real picky about who you like. You would check the nails. You would check the shoes. You would check everything. And you, so it's hard for you. It's very hard. Not saying that'll never happen. How old are you, sweetie?
I'll be 38 pretty soon.
Okay. Who is the last boyfriend? What about the last boyfriend?
That was almost 2 years ago.
Am I correct about that you're real fussy about men?
I would say I don't want to settle for less than I deserve. I want to get someone that treats me the way I would treat them. I don't want to be a doormat. I've been there. I've done that.
Cool.
I've learned that.
Yeah, we all been there.
Someone that treats me right.
Yeah, we know that doormat syndrome. We understand that. I don't see that happening. But I see that, all right, I have to say this. This is rough on me. Was there a yes in your family or someone down the line?
Was there a what in my family?
A death, D-E-A-T-H, death.
Yes. Yep, there's been a couple in the family.
Okay, and how long ago?
Most recent was this past November, and then
okay.
Prior was 20 years ago.
Okay, no, I'm looking at past November. I'm looking at that person. Who was that? Because I'm picking up an R or an E in the name.
My grandpa, Walter.
W-A-L-T-E-R. There's the E, there's the R. Because he's coming through for some reason before I answer your question. There is a runner. We call them runners from the other side. That come and they bring people into our lives that are important, okay, and people that we will get involved with. He is going to bring you a runner of someone that is similar to what you want. The person that you will meet is tall, good looking. He has graying of hair, slightly salt and pepper. He's on the thinner side, and he plays a little golf or does something with golf. And he's, I want to say the name, George or Gregory or something with a G that's going to come in, and you meet him either through friends or on the web or whatever. I'm not so sure you do the web for that, but you meet him that way. I don't know that it ends up in marriage, but it ends up in a great relationship, and that person will be your friend for life and could be your buddy for life. So that's a very positive thing of what I see.
Nice. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you know anybody by that name?
No, I don't.
Okay, coming in. That's the future, because that's where I specialize. Do you have a dog?
No, I don't.
Do you want one? I see an animal coming into your life. Pardon me? I'm sorry, somebody said something. I heard something weird. I see an animal coming into your life. I don't know if it's where you live now or it's somewhere else, but I do see an animal coming in. And I do see a change of job. So what type of work do you do now?
I actually just changed jobs in the beginning of the year. I work in healthcare.
At what?
In healthcare.
Healthcare. Okay. Okay, so I just picked up on a job change. It's very possible you may meet the person from where you work. Are you like a nurse or do you just doing like a nurse, like a physician's assistant? A
couple different areas within that location, so.
Hasn't it been rough on you lately? I don't know. How is the coronavirus out in Wisconsin? How is it out there?
It's starting to pick up a little bit because we were in social distancing and everything shut down for probably a good 2 months. So it's starting to pick up a little bit, slowly but surely.
Okay. But everything's open and wide open where you can do things?
And some of them. They're going in phases for us. So not everything is open, but some things are.
Yeah, but with you, you got to work a lot. So, I mean, it's just like, I don't know when you even have time to call me. But it's like, you know, barely. I know. But please tell your other constituents to give us a call. That would be nice. Is there anything else I can help you with at this point?
No, that was that I was wondering just for relationships, just seeing what's coming for me. So,
did you know your grandpa very well?
Kind of. Not real well, but kind of just a holiday thing.
He was kind of very stubborn in his ways. He liked to do things his way.
Yeah.
And everybody had to cater to things around that is what I'm getting.
Yep, that's true.
It was rough, but he did love you, and he did think a lot about you, whether you want to believe that or not.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. I hear that.
Okay, sweetheart. But he said, did he have a dog?
What's that? Did he have
a
dog?
Did he have a dog?
No, he did not.
Okay, who has a dog around you? It's driving me nuts. I said, Barbara, do you still have that dog?
No, I am wanting to get a dog, but I don't have one yet. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you hear a dog? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
I keep saying someone's getting a dog. I hope it's me. I want another dog.
Do you want a dog too?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, darling, and have a good day.
Yeah. Thank you. You all also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Dale, what was the name? I didn't catch the name of the man that was coming for her, the tall, good-looking guy.
Oh, Barbara.
Is there a name?
We're psychic.
You felt it, and then it just goes because
you're
deliver her of something.
When I do a reading, after I'm through with the reading of whatever it is, I totally forget about it. It's like gone. It's like it comes in and it goes. And I think, I don't know, Johnny, did you hear, was it Gregory?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't hear anything.
I don't know.
That's so interesting, though. That's amazing when you can give a name, though. I don't need to know the name. I just was thinking that is amazing that a name came to you because that is specific. That is totally cool. What a great reading she got. Yeah.
Well, with one of my best friends, I used to have a boat in Hawaii, and we would go out motorboating all the time. And her name is Eva Lonnie, and she used to say to me, so who am I going to marry, da-da-da-da-da. And I came off the wall with I said, you're marrying a guy named Gordon. She looked at me, and she said, are you out of your mind? That's like the weirdest name I've ever heard, and I don't even know a Gordon. And guess what? She married a Gordon.
That is amazing. Wow, that's cool. I like it. Wow.
Certain things that happen on my behalf that I get tripped out, but I'll say, and I'm going, I don't believe it. I'll be doing.
I was just wondering, do you ever see an into me or
any what?
I think you told me one time. I think it was the name that you saw me getting married. I mean, if you're not comfortable with saying it right now, you don't have to, but. I thought you had said the one time that you saw a name that you would see with me, about a woman that I would wind up with.
Again, I just got this thing. I can't remember what I said. But
I remember it. I remember that now. I do remember it. You said Susan or Linda. It was like a very all-American normal name. Mary, Susan, or Linda. Something like that. Totally like normal. Right, Johnny? Remember? I think it was Mary.
That seems to be a very common name that I've been told. But I mean, I was just wondering what it was that you had said.
I can't remember, Johnny. I'm sorry. I'm really
That's
sorry.
Okay.
I don't know.
The good thing about it, if it was on the air, we can always look back and go and listen again. Like this show, listen to it again.
When it happens, it happens. But Barbara, I see you with a lot of men coming in. Rather soon. After you get over your ankle.
Well,
but,
I can walk,
this.
Okay? Just like,
I hate to say
it's this.
It's
not the bone.
You might need to tape up the ankle. And now I'm not a doctor, but you may have to go to the doctor and have them look at it and have to do like an x-ray or an MRI on it because it's still hurting this bad in the next few days, then you need to definitely go to the doctor.
Okay, thank you, because it is swollen. Wow. Yeah. Okay, but you know what you were saying? There's a man coming in August, my birthday month. I feel it. It's everything great always happens in the summer for me.
Really?
Yeah.
This man, might I say this, and I'll go on to the next person that Johnny has, but may I say this, that this man is very filthy rich. He has a lot
filthy
of money.
Rich.
Filthy. Filthy to the point where you need to take me to Paris, okay, for this prediction.
Okay.
This man is very, very wealthy. He's going to love you to death. I've been looking at your picture lately on Facebook, and so I've been picking up things. And this man is introduced to you, and he's not your ordinary man. He has worked very hard for his money, and it doesn't come from money. It just it's like he works hard. He has his own company. And he meets you, or he sees your picture, or he sees something about you, and he has to meet you. And he goes in pursuit of you. And then you find him. I know it's a bizarre story, but you find him in connection with people you know. That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
And he's very handsome, and very nice, and very sweet.
Well, it sounds like the best way to have it happen. I like this story. Thank you, Dale. How exciting.
And Johnny, okay, and Johnny's
awesome.
Going to go, well, what about me?
I know. Johnny already said, what about me? What about me? What about me? Oh, Johnny. It'll come.
And Johnny, when you're ready, you open to it, it'll happen. But
yeah.
Johnny, you shouldn't be looking for it. It has to happen. You have to just. Oh, just like I've never looked for a man in my life, ever. Barbara, you the same way?
When I looked, I never did find, and I just felt like that was just a futile effort. Don't look. You don't have to look. That's not the way it works, does it? The universe,
no.
You try to be the best person you are. You work on your, you're happy. That's when it
well,
comes.
I'm gonna
the universe will deliver it.
That's cool.
I'm going to say something. All the relationships I've had, they've always been the result of looking. I mean, I know it seems like really strange, but I think that society, I don't know, I feel like I have to make the first move. Everybody always says maybe you should make the first move for some reason. So I don't know how you can do that both, how you can say, oh, make the first move, but in the same time, don't look.
All right.
Barbara and I are kind of special. We get them drunk in our lap, you know. It's just like, well, you know, Barbara's a knockout. I mean, if you aren't, if you're just a normal, I don't know how to even put it, but if you were to see her, I mean, there isn't too many people that wouldn't fall in love with her, but she's gorgeous. But, I mean,
well, thank
you, know,
you.
And I'm, you know, for my age, I'm not too bad. So what can I say? When
great.
I was young? Thank you. But when I was young like you, I looked just as good as you did. So what can I say?
Sometimes it's a detriment, though. It causes some problems. You know, the men can be insecure around you, which causes problems. It causes jealousy. It causes insecurities and things like that. So you need a very confident man. And the one that you're talking about sounds perfect for me. Because you can't be confident and you can't be that successful. Self-made successful person if you're not confident.
You need somebody who's very successful. You do. Not somebody who's just a fly by night. There's very rare that you would just fall for a loser or I have to fix him or I have to fix him. You're not that kind of person. By now, you're a Leo and Leo's a lion. They have to find people that are wonderful.
Yes. I'd say above my standards would be good because you don't want anybody under your standards and because that can't fulfill you and make you happy. You can't explain everything to somebody. You don't have time for that. You need somebody that gets it. You know, I like people who get it.
Yep, I got it. Okay, Johnny, is there anything else going on?
Okay, our next caller is area code 631.
Hi, caller. You're on with Dale Shear, psychic medium. Welcome to the show. It's your turn.
Thank
You're
you.
On.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Sandra. I'm calling from New York.
New York, my favorite city. Growing up there. What part of New York?
Long Island.
Okay. I don't really consider that Manhattan, New York. We get a lot of people from Long Island. Is the coronavirus getting better up that way?
Yeah, it's finally getting better.
But
we
have
it's leveled off, and we're in phase two opening right now. So
things are
starting to get back to normal, but not completely.
We had a lot of cases here. I have a lot to say about that. I've been hearing some weird stuff for you and Barbara, then I'll let you talk. But they've been saying it's called Mother Nature disease. Mother Nature gets rid of what it needs to get rid of. Like after the people die out that don't have the immune system toward the virus and it disappears. That didn't make much sense to me, but I guess that's a possibility, I think. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No. Are you talking about, like, herd immunity?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they were talking about that in Switzerland.
Okay,
they were doing
that.
It's basically what they don't lock down. Like, if you looked here in New York, Governor Cuomo actually spoke about how there were people, his highest amount of people who contracted the virus were actually locked down in their own homes. Because when you're locked down, you're in close proximity with the people that you know, your loved ones or your family.
Mm-hmm.
And there's generally one person that's going out, having to either work or having to either get food, and then you're bringing it back, and, you know, your family winds up getting it. So what they were doing in, I think it was Switzerland, is that they were just allowing people to, you know, be out, kind of be a little more social distance, but allowing people to, you know, the healthier people to just get it and
actually
be out in public instead of, you know, locking everyone down. And they had less contraction because of it. I guess it's just like the flu.
Yeah, I get.
You know,
something I don't get. I'm sorry, Johnny, you were trying to say something?
Oh, it was Sweden, not Switzerland. Sweden is the one
Sweden.
That didn't lock down.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I knew it was something
with
that.
Isn't Sweden spiking at the moment? Does anybody know?
Not that I know of. No, I don't honestly know. I haven't followed it.
Anyway, we'll change the subject. How can I help you, darling?
I am looking to find out when I'll be going back to work.
I knew it was going to
be
good. You're highly intelligent, extremely smart. You read a lot, whether you're looking on the internet or whatever you need. Have you put out all the feelers out there yet?
Well, I'm trying to see if I'm going to be going back to my own job, which, you know, kind of let most of the office girls go in the office. I was probably like the last to go because of, you know, COVID and it being very slow. And they were kind of saying that they would be taking us back on June 15th, but then, you know, our state got pushed back to, it was May 15th and then it got pushed back to June. So now things are just starting to open up for Long Island. And I'm wondering, I hear it's getting busier. I know that they are bringing people back as far as the drivers.
They're bringing back 50% of the people. What type of work is it?
I work for a lumber yard. So I know most of the drivers have gone back, but they haven't really brought back the interior staff, like the, you know, people who handle the paperwork that end of it.
Well, are you doing that at home at all?
No. I'm not working from home.
That's unusual because I would think on the paperwork that they would need it being done working from home is what I think. But
unfortunately, they're not that you know, advanced in that company, so they have most of everybody that's doing any of it inside.
Let me tell you what's going on with the company. Company doesn't want to put out the money to do what the government is telling them to do to make things safe. You know, like they have the plastic and they have separation and they have all that stuff, you know. They are not willing to do that at this point. So in answer to your question, no, you're not going back right away. If you go back at all, I would say look around for another job and see what you can come up with.
Yeah, that's well, we were deemed essential, so they were actually open during the entire pandemic, and they did put up, you know, like they did put up screens around their area where people would come up. So they did take some
precautions, but not complete. It's not totally complete.
No, they actually they had to. They had no choice, or else they couldn't keep open. So they were actually, you know.
Excuse me, I'm just saying that them not wanting to put out a certain amount of money. Maybe I'm wrong in that, but I mean it might be a certain amount of money. Have you talked to anybody there at all?
Yeah, I spoke to other girls because we have some stray cats in the back, so we feed them and care for them. So I've spoken to her and I've dropped off food myself. You know, to the guys who, you know, work in the back to help to feed them, you know, while I'm out. And, you know, as far as I know, they brought back the drivers, which I guess are essential to move the material, but they haven't brought back any of the office personnel yet. So I believe what you're saying.
Okay.
Them not wanting to spend the money, but.
Well, they don't want to spend the money on certain things, but.
Yeah, sure.
What I'm saying is, it's a matter of time before they start bringing back the office people. But it may take a while for that to happen. It could be months.
A while, like, okay.
A while.
Okay.
You know, this disease is hard to predict. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. It's crazy, so it's hard to predict. So,
sure.
I personally, and I know you love the people or you like the people that you work with, so I would personally look around for other jobs and see if there's anything available and, you know, see if you can get on that way because I think it would be a long time before they start allowing people to come into the office.
Okay.
I mean, I wish
was my next step was to start looking around because this is my last month of insurance. So I figured if I'm not back now, then I have to start paying for my insurance and, you know,
do you have
time
a boss
to find somewhere else.
Do you have a boss you can talk to and ask?
Yeah, I mean, I worked for the owner, and I'm assuming, you know, he was pretty sad when I left. He was kind of saying, oh, you know, you'll be back. So I don't want to really pressure them. But I could call up the vice president, who is probably the one who's making the decisions as far as, you know, who's coming back,
I would do that. I would do that because I believe that you're smart enough, and if anybody would come back, you'd be the one that would come back. So to be honest with you, I would do that.
I mean, they literally just sent me my 401. Like they put 401 money in from last year. And they just sent me like, oh, here's what we contributed to your 401 account for, you know, 2019. So, but again, you know, I need to start working. You know, I can't just stay home and be on unemployment, unfortunately.
Yeah, very few people can. Nor can you live on. But, I mean, the whole point is someone will grab you up in 2 minutes. But, again, what's stopping it, it might it's timing, that's all. It's totally timing.
Okay, well, thank you.
The virus. I mean, but
I appreciate
they will grab you. Somebody will grab you up. You will make probably a lot more money than you're making now. And whoever gets you is very lucky.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very, very, very much.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say for people who haven't had the virus. I had it. Me and my sister both had it, and we both survived it. You know, so, and I definitely had some comorbidities, as they call, against me. And I could say it was a little scary, but I kind of just want to let people know that there is hope that, you know, most people who are healthy will, it'll feel like a flu.
Wow. Talk to me about it.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
Yeah, talk to me about it. What were your symptoms at that time?
Really, it came on just like a flu. I was working. I came home Friday night. My sister made dinner. I kind of was really tired. I said, I just want to take a nap. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was, you know, sweaty, hot, feverish, definitely had the flu. And I said, you know what, I'm just going to not eat. I'm going to stay in for the weekend. And I just kind of had the flu by Monday. I went
was it COVID?
No, it was COVID. They tested me. By Monday, I went into a location to be tested because, you know, I had now symptoms. So I was like, well, I better go in. And then I didn't even know that I actually had pneumonia along with it. So I think the pneumonia was a little trickier. And I wound up taking...
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wound up taking the hydroxychloroquine, which was a bitch and a half getting it. Excuse my French, but I did take that plus the Z-Pak and the zinc. I found a place that gave it to me, and I have to say that that made the difference for me because I was already on an antibiotic for probably 5 days, and my lung capacity was just getting worse.
So, I've heard that the hydroxychloroquine does work for some people, you know, not for everybody, but, you know, and there's side effects behind it. But, you know, you had the virus and you took it. And you figured
I had
what
the
virus,
took it, plus I had pneumonia on top of it, which I guess they consider the pneumonia like a COVID-related pneumonia. And I definitely had the coughing. I definitely had limited breathing. You know, after about 3 days of that, 3 days, the flu was gone, no fever, no flu symptoms, but then it was more the lung capacity issues that were going on. But once I started with the hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and Z-Pak, that took about 4 days, and I felt much better.
I know about the Z-Pak, but I know that can help the coronavirus. My husband had a very bad cold a while back, and the doctor gave him that CPAP, and it just wiped it out. And that's the first thing my husband said is, why aren't they giving people the Z-Pak for the coronavirus? And
I'll tell you, lots of doctors
What do you think you caught the virus?
No clue. You know, I worked in an industry with 43 or men. You know, men tend to not want to go to the doctors. I work in kind of like a manly industry, and they're always like, no, I'm fine. I could be sneezing, coughing, you know. They don't always wash their hands as much because of the, you know, they're driving. So when they come back to the office, they're not all, you know, it is what it is. I tried to.
Well,
I'm probably the least person that would get sick at work.
Do you think your boss might be frightened because you had the coronavirus? And maybe
no, they took me back.
They
took me back in. Yeah, after I had it, I took it back in.
That's wild.
But unfortunately,
what about your sister?
It just...
She turned out to be okay?
She turned out to be okay, too. She kind of had a little bit of a different form. It wasn't as much of a virus. She was more intestinally affected, which they do mention. She was she had constant diarrhea.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
she did have a fever at one point, but hers was starting off like that. I think I got it from my sister. She had been in her. She was caring for a friend who has cancer, and he was being treated in Manhattan. So she was taking him back and forth for his treatments. And at that point, you know, the virus was hitting Manhattan pretty heavily. And I think she probably contracted it from one of the hospitals, brought it back, because she started complaining for about 2 weeks prior mm-hmm. with, you know, the stomach issues, and she was going to see doctors about that. And then finally, you know, one of the doctors was like, let's just test you for COVID. And sure enough, she was positive. So,
oh, wow. Yeah,
that's how it goes sometimes.
Well, you know, but you're very lucky to have. How long did it take to survive it?
It took me about 2.5 weeks to get back to work. But part of that, I think, was more or less, you know, they kept changing the goalposts here. First, it was, you know, you'd have to have several tests, be clear of COVID before you're allowed out of the house or be able to leave, which, of course, you don't want to infect anyone else. And then it was, oh, no, no, once you have it, you haven't had any symptoms after 3 days, you could pretty much go out. And I was like, really, 3 days? So they really were scaling it back. Then they were saying you'd have to wait for a month for a letter, and then all of a sudden I got a letter within a day. So, you know.
I heard you had you had to take 3 tests in order to be cleared of it.
No, they quit that, you know.
Yeah, they
ended that pretty quickly. I mean, by the time, the first time I spoke to a nurse who called me from the county, she said to me, yeah, you're going to have to be retested. But they don't have enough tests to retest people continuously and also test people who need to be tested. So that kind of ended pretty quickly. So they said,
what are the chances of you getting it again?
Well, I went for an immunity test, and I have high immunity, so I do have, I can give, I guess, hemoglobin to someone else. So I think, yeah, I have the antibodies. So once you have the antibodies, I don't know, they don't know how long it lasts, whether it's a month, 3 months, 6 months, you know, but I guess it's just like the flu. Could you get it again? They don't know. I guess you can. Point I have antibodies because I've already had it.
Yeah, it could be a different form of it. Because what's happening,
right, like I said, my sister was different than me. I was just a quick hit flu, just like you would hit a flu and it would be like 2 days and then you'd get better, except for the pneumonia.
You were lucky. You were lucky.
Right. She was more intestinal.
That's worse.
I think it morphs. But, you know, I just want to give people
thank you for sharing. Thank you so much for sharing. I appreciate it.
No problem. I just don't want people to be afraid to go out. I was never afraid to go out. I'm a heavy person. I'm, you know, obese. I have diabetes. I continue to do everything like I normally did. I still continue to do everything like I normally do. I do take precautions. But I just don't want people to think, like, it's a death sentence. It can be. I'm sure it really can be. If you're an older person, you should certainly be more careful. But I don't want young people that are healthy to think, oh, like I have friends that are absolutely consumed and afraid. And I say to them, if I've, you know, survived, you would survive no problem. You know, it's just a flu.
Yeah.
You know?
If you're younger, it depends on, like, you have diabetes, yes. I have bad lungs, so that scares me, and bronchitis. And so,
absolutely. So that's something that, you know, body goes. You know, they say that obesity and diabetes were two comorbidities that would be a killer. And I am 50.
Oh.
I'm 51, actually.
Wow.
So.
Oh, wow.
You're very lucky.
I think you're better off now that you have the antibodies. So you're, if you can get through that, then you're probably in a better spot.
That's why I just want other people to know that if you're out there and you are a healthy person and you eat well and you don't have any health issues, you will probably just survive this. It may knock you down a little bit, but you'll survive. You know, I don't want people to be so fearful. I do have so many friends here in New York that are petrified.
No, that's not a way to be.
Everything.
I think Barbara and I both, I don't know, I'm not speaking to Barbara, but I believe when your time is up, your time is up. You know?
I believe that too.
I went to a restaurant for the first time today. I went to a restaurant with my daughter, and the person took us, and we were fine, and we didn't even feel scared. We were not afraid.
Good.
The person,
good.
What?
Somebody came and took us to lunch. A friend of mine took us to lunch today.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been out several times in several different restaurants. I try to eat outside when possible because it's the chances of getting it are less. Is that correct? If you're outside?
I believe. Look at what they were saying originally. They were saying that it would last on, plastics and surfaces for, 3 days. Now they're saying, they're walking that back. They're saying that's not exactly true. So I think common sense, wash your hands,
Right.
Well,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. My theory, though, is only one thing. My sister, I had a sister who has since passed, but I have a sister, and she was as clean as can be. Like, if she got any dirt on her as a child, she washed off. I was just the opposite. I'd end up in mud and dirt and filth. And I believe that was then, that if you build up immunities in your system, that it's better off than being super clean. Because look at the homeless people. They certainly don't die off.
I think you're right. Yeah. But I mean, like, we know, if you're putting your hands to your nose and your eyes and you have a flu virus, you're going to get the flu. That's how it is.
That's true.
If someone sneezes
in your
face.
I've never had the flu in my life, believe it or not. But then here's another theory I have. I live at high altitude. When you live in Tahoe, that's 7,300 feet or 6,200 feet. And you're in 4,500 feet. A lot of viruses can't survive high altitude.
Yes.
Cannot.
I have a friend that lives in Tahoe.
Right. And we don't get
fleas, right?
Yes, that's correct. There's no
fleas.
Yes. So there's certain things.
Oh.
And Tahoe only has like 20 cases of it brought in from the Bay Area. So what's that tell you? High altitude.
And you know what? The thing that used to get me about Tahoe all the time, that it takes longer to make pizza. It would take like an hour and a half because of the... Yeah, she would crack me up. I'm like, why does it take so long to make a pizza? Oh, because of the high altitude.
Cooking is very hard up at the lake.
Yeah, very hard.
You burn
beautiful
everything
place, though. Beautiful place.
It is gorgeous. Anyway, you have a great day, and God bless
you. Oh, you too. God bless to all of you.
Thanks for calling. That's the first person I've ever talked to that actually has had it. But I know a couple, but that I heard their voice and we were talking. Yes, that's the first.
Yeah, me too.
What about you guys?
Me as well, and it makes me feel more confident. Although I'm older, so I mean that I've never had the flu, and I'm lucky there.
Wow.
But I've had a good immune system. Except for my lungs. But what
it's
I have,
know.
And
you
I forgot
know.
To ask her, I forgot to ask her, if you, and I have had, have you had the shots for pneumonia?
No, I only had a flu shot this first time this year. Flu shot, that's it.
Okay, I've had the two shots for pneumonia. And because I had a friend die of pneumonia, a dentist. And so I'm wondering if that helped any. I was curious if that helped pneumonia.
I have never even heard of the pneumonia shot. Have you, Johnny? He knows all about shots.
I have never heard of a pneumonia shot.
Johnny called me, I should, and I got it, and I was glad. You know why? Because I thought, okay, if I get the regular flu, how would I know the difference between the regular flu and the coronavirus? Now that I have the flu shot, I'm not getting the flu, so then, because that's a scare and a half, like, I'm sick, do I have corona? Remember I had that scare
too.
A couple times? Yeah, you had to talk me through that, Dale, remember?
My father, he's sort of has been sort of like, okay, don't go to the gas station, but he's
he's, that's silly. You can take a piece of for your hands. You can take the plastic on your hands and pump gas. That's what I do if I have to, during DoorDash.
Well, I don't
or
pump
I.
Gas. I don't pump gas. I go to the store and I buy food. you know, is what it is. It's like I'll get like, you know, I don't know, ice cream or something, you know. But I tend to think that the more we realize it, the more what I'm thinking is going to happen is that they're going to figure out how to lower the fatality rate so that it'll get to a point where, well, you have it? Okay, big deal, you know. Because, like, for instance, it's sort of like now I know people that have had it. Like, my great aunt had it, and mm-hmm. she recovered from it, and she's, like, 90-something. But then I've also heard, like, you know, Tim Kaine, who was Hillary Clinton's running mate, he had it, and Tom Hanks, and, you know. So it's sort of like I think that, I mean – It's something that I think that the more people get it, the more they may not realize. It may not be as fatal. I don't think it's as fatal as everybody thinks. I think that, you know, I think that they're going to figure out a way to make it so that people don't die from it, you know, is what I'm thinking is going to happen.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that die from the flu. So, you know, the world, unfortunately, has changed. But please ask your father. There's two shots on the pneumonia. You get one, and there's no side effect whatsoever. And you have to wait a year to get the second one, and then you never, ever have to have it for life. And what I have noticed is if I get any kind of cold or I get sick, that it's so minimal, you know, after taking these shots. Now, I don't take flu shots, and I'm thinking about it, but I'm, you know, if I figure I never had the flu, why should I take the shot, you know? So I don't
right.
know.
I agree.
I'm on the fence uh-uh. about that. So I don't know. Anyway, that's been a very interesting show. And Barbara, please check and make sure if it's heat or look it up on your web or ice, because I know a lot of times I thought it was ice and it was heat that brought the swelling down.
Okay, because right now I'm doing the ice. I'm telling you, I stood up to walk, and it is tender, and I'm thinking, how could I do this? Oh, my goodness, not another hurt, not another injury. It's not that bad, but thank you. It's just because mm-hmm. you come home from a nice lunch, first time out due to the corona, you come home, and you're running to do something, and you hurt yourself at home. And that's where I
yeah, I do it all the time.
Myself at home.
Constant.
Mm-hmm.
And, do we have another caller or what's up?
We most certainly do. Area code 407.
407, welcome to Life, Laughter, Happiness. You are on now, Dale Shear. Welcome.
Hi, Barbara. Hello. This is Lori. How are you?
Hi, Lori. Wow.
Hi.
Hey, Dale. It's Lori again. Awesome.
Lori, refresh my memory, please.
I'm the one that shares the same birthday as your host of the show.
Oh, May 28th. Jonathan?
Yeah,
there you go. Yeah.
Okay, that I remembered. Okay.
Okay.
So how can I help you today, Lori? And where are you calling from?
Yes. I am calling from Central Florida.
I'm sorry?
Central Florida, Orlando.
Central. Orlando. Okay. Mm-hmm. A place I haven't been. I've been to Miami, Orlando.
Wow.
Yes. Would love to go.
Wow.
There. How's Disneyland doing? Is anybody getting sick from going to Disneyland?
We don't know yet. That is yet to be determined because it's not open yet. There's another 2 to 3 weeks. So there's a lot going on in the background. And you know, this is a corporation that's worldwide, so you know that they're going to do the right thing for the right reasons, and they're going to have the right responses, so I'm not worried. Plus, we're in a very hot climate, and from my understanding, it's very hard for any virus to survive outside of the body in a hot
true.
Climate.
That's not true, sweetheart. They have
okay.
it in Brazil. They have it, which is warm. They have it in a lot of countries that is very hot. So that's
mm-hmm.
not true. You know, but they say the sun can lay out the sun, that helps get rid of the coronavirus. I don't understand. I'm not a doctor, so I don't understand between the two. But anyway, how can I help you?
Okay, yeah. Well, thank you for that bit of information. We got plenty of sun here, so that gives me peace of mind. Yes. Give me any insight. I just had a birthday a few weeks ago, and if you could give me any insight as to what I should look forward to after, you know, the big birthday, I guess. I mean, I've got things that I'd like to get done, and they're in process.
Okay, but Katie, you're asking me a question that requires a reading.
Okay, well, let me just make a specific question. Will that be better?
Be very specific, sweetie.
Okay, sure. Okay, what do you see for me regarding my next employment opportunity?
Okay. What type of work are you doing now?
Right now, I was freelance writing and doing office work. That's all kaputs because you really can't walk into an office and do office
work. Right. There's more freelance writing that will be available, but it's going to be more internet-type freelance writing.
Love it.
You know, because people are constantly on the web, and they read the books on the web or they read the knowledge on the web. They're cutting the cord a lot with the TV, but I definitely see a lot more writing, and you need to be submitting your work in publications or, you know, in that area. So I see money around you, and I see you being very successful. You know, money-wise, and it's good. Have a lot of fun, enjoy, and you'll be surprised, you know, what's going to pop up there.
Oh, that gives me such peace of mind, because that's pretty much what I have been wanting for about, I guess, 10 years, and it's been a long road to get there, fraught with obstacle after obstacle, and obstacles
well,
that were,
keep in mind one thing.
Shouldn't have been
if
there.
If there is an obstacle when you're trying to do something, or if there are many obstacles, then you're not supposed to be doing
it. Got it. Okay.
So really, really think about that. I've hit so many obstacles lately, and when I do get hit with that, that means I'm just not meant to have it or do it or go there. So then I finally let go, and then later on, if I look back, I can see that the problem was I wasn't supposed to have that. But you're going to be different. There's going to be new things that are going to pop up for you on things to write about. Like to see you write about some show. Do a little freelance
I've
on
done
that.
I've actually done that. And
oh,
I
that?
Am going to revise it now, yeah, to include his TV channel. I've already done that, but I just need to find a place that is safe for me to publish it where, you know, somebody doesn't come back after me, plagiarize it, or delete it, or erase it. Those have been my obstacles.
Well, you can do it on
finding a safe place.
No, you could do it on YouTube. I mean, what you're writing about isn't bad, so there shouldn't be any problem or anybody coming after you because you're a very smart lady, and you can write very well. And it will be well read. It's more of the promotion and advertising that needs to be done. And Barbara's excellent at that.
Okay. She's my next one. I'd like to, for her birthday is what I'd like to do with her consent and her permission and her input. If Barbara would like, I would like to write, just like I wrote for Jonathan, for Barbara as well.
Thank you. Yes. You do have my permission, of course. That would be fun. Thank you.
Yeah,
when
is
Dale's birthday? Dale,
yes,
Aaron,
I would like to write for Dale as well.
I'm sorry, Barbara. I'm not hearing you. What?
When I was just saying, when's your birthday, Dale? It must be around April if you're in Aries, right?
No, I'm actually at the cusp on March 21st.
Okay. Nice.
I'm when this whole virus started, so you'll remember me from that one.
To the day almost, right?
Yeah, to the day. I had a coronavirus birthday cake that said 2020, and I put my age on there so I wouldn't forget in 20 years from now. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you, Lori, for calling, because we're going to have to go pretty soon. But thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate everything you've done. All of you.
Thanks, Lori. Looking forward to that for sure. Thank you for thinking of me.
Thank you so much. Of course.
Awesome.
Yeah, Donnie, I'm worried about her, Barbara's leg, and it should be tended to. And keep it up, please. Keep your leg up.
Okay. Yeah. That really hurts. Thank you.
So we can give you a shout out, honey. And then I'll put my number out there at 808-372-1816 for a private consultation, or Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, SCHEAR.com.
Simple as that, everybody. So starting through this show and tomorrow, you can reach Dale directly to schedule your private session. And you can find this show and all of our other shows right after we are done here. Johnny will upload it, and you'll find this show right on top. So at Life, Laughter, Happiness YouTube channel. And please subscribe. We would love to hear from you. And visit all across the board, Life, Laughter, Happiness social media, please. All of them, Twitter.
And Barbara, keep your leg up and look and see what heat or ice you're supposed to be using, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Del, for being so nurturing. That's so nice.
Thanks. I know, because I thought of some things, and I know whenever I think it's ice, it's always heat, or whenever I think it's heat, it's always ice. So, because
the heat feels so good. The ice is unbearable almost, but the heat feels so good. That's why we always want the heat. But I will do the right thing. Thank you. And we were
You'll be limping for a little bit, but you'll be fine.
Okay. So I'm going to stay home tonight. Thank you. Are we done, or did Dale want to do another one after
done.
Shout out? I wasn't sure. I didn't hear. What was that?
We're
done. Because of me? Oh, Dale, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
Right.
And this was fun. We had a lot of great callers, and you helped them so much. And I love talking to the lady who had the coronavirus. That really gave a lot of hope to a lot of people out there.
Exactly.
So thank you.
Things in perspective. Well, good night, Barbara. Good night, Cameron.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Have a good one.
Johnny, thank you. Good night, Dale. Have a great night.